At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic, a sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere, back at it again. The talking does not end. A brand spanking new edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio. Back in the podcast dojo, we are never
boring,
and occasionally we get into the ring and we try to avoid taking calls from
Baba Booey.
We don't want him here, but Danny G. A new weekend is upon us. A crazy week has played out, and here we are. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Ben, this is the second end of the week where we get football, so I am a happy person.
And this is the first real exhibition weekend. Last week, we just had one game, the Hall of Fame game, but now it is on like Donkey Kong. This weekend, and the thing that we always say about this, when you talk about exhibition games, there's only one thing that comes out of these exhibition games, and much like Donkey Kong, some of your star players who play end up...
Or like your boy Matt Stafford, they never get on the field to begin with because they're hurt.
Ah, they're embellishing that.
He's never going to play again, Ben.
No, his arm's going to be amputated. He's going to lose an arm, the whole thing. He's going to have his head chopped off. It's all over now. It's all over.
Just ram it.
Unless it's not.
Rubber band man.
Exactly. We have a Carpool Benny opening day, Cookie Monster, back scratcher, and whatever else we decide to talk about. Right. Clear your ears out. Get a Q-tip, whatever you have to do. We're good to go here. Rub your eyes. Wake up. Put some water on your face. Do what you have to do. The show must go on. So this being the Saturday podcast, Danny, the life of Maller and Danny G, spectacular.
This is not the number one station anymore, is it?
So there has been a pattern in these parts. If you've been keeping track and you listen regularly, there is a theme to these podcasts, and it involves automobile blues. And it has happened again. Now, each weekend, we have exchanged stories of car-related shenanigans. You got an unbelievably ridiculous bill from the auto shop, Danny, last week, and you told us about that. You were trying to go, was it uphill?
And uphill, then, yeah. Uphill to work, which did not work.
Yeah, so this week is no different. Now, again, my wife was on the way to her job.
My wife?
far away from the Northwoods, far, far away from the Northwoods. And whatever, it's a normal drive. I think you know how the story ended. The Malinmobile started malfunctioning, much like the trip, the romantic trip up the California coast where we got to Sherman Oaks from the Northwoods and turn out the lights, the party's over. So the same thing, bells and whistles, lights flashing on the dashboard, and it was tow on the go. Had to get towed off the freeway. So second time we've had a tow truck in the last couple of months, which began an absolute nightmare week, scheduling-wise. And down to one car, Danny, and living in California, there's no real rapid transit where we live. So you got to take the automobile or Uber or whatever, and you know this, you're living this also. So down to one car, we decided, hey, you know, I can work from home some of the time, so I'm okay. But this week, because of scheduling, and we had some visitors, we're going to talk about that later on in the podcast, that paid a visit, and I had to be in the studio. I had to be the one wearing the clown makeup, right? I had to put on a show. And so I had to go in the studio. My wife had to go into her job at the police station. She's a 911 operator. And so I picked up a new nickname. Carpool Benny. I normally avoid rush hour traffic. It's one of the perks of working overnight. I don't have to deal with the monotony of bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper to bumper.
He said what now?
But I did. A couple days this week, I had to take her to work. Now, one of the days, I took her to work and then said, you know what? I'll just go to the radio station. I'll get ready for the show at the radio station. And we're allowed to do that, although there's not a lot of room anymore because they got rid of the offices. And so, whatever. So I went, and that was all right. And then I ended up coming back to her work because she worked much longer than a radio shift. You work 12-hour shifts at the 911 desk. And so she was there way after I got done. So I hung out at the police station and I got to use the Wi-Fi. That was cool.
Careful what you're searching, though.
It's true. Giggity, 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 giggity. But exactly. No porn. But the other thing, too, you go to the police station and you always love going there when you're not in the jail, right? That you're doing pretty good there when you're not in jail. So I was hanging out with her, which was kind of cool. It was nice to talk to the officers. I haven't seen them that often, certainly with COVID and all that stuff. I know some of the guys and women that work there. So that was fine. So then the next day, this ended up being 2 days of purgatory. What a pain in the behind. Now, the car has actually been repaired. And ta-da! We went to a local mom-and-pop repair shop near where the car broke down, which happened to be near where we used to live. And unlike the dealer, you would think the dealer would have all the answers. No. They couldn't fix it. They said, we don't know what the problem is. This other place, oh, yeah, we know exactly what that is. Here's three things you need. Bada bing, bada boom. Strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. And the car will be fixed. So that's fine. But I had to go another day to drive the wife out to her job. And I was like, okay, I'm going to come back home. I'll do the show from home. Nothing to worry about here. We're good to go. So, Danny, I'm on the way to the wife's work area. I'm stuck in horrendous traffic. I am questioning my decision-making at this point. And I'm like, how do people do this? I couldn't handle this. And so I'm driving and I get a buzz on my phone and it's from one of our bosses at Fox Sports Radio saying, hey, they're doing some work on the internet and some other things at the studio. And because of that, you can't work from the home studio. You have to be in studio.
No.
Yeah. So I'm on the, I don't mind you, if I had my headphones and my badge to get into the office, the iHeart building, the Premier building, I would have just gone to the office, but I had already put my time in the studio. I'd been there a couple of days. So I was like, all right, I didn't bring anything. So I couldn't go to the studio. I didn't have anything I needed. I didn't have. So I had to go home. So then I'm like texting back. I'm like, well, are you really sure there's nothing we can do? We work out a compromise. So then Scott was like, well, you know, if you can't make it, we'll get somebody to fill in. And I, you know, I didn't want that. I wanted to do the show. And so I dropped my wife off after spending 90 minutes in traffic. I then spent another hour and 20 minutes in traffic. So now I'm out two hours and 50 minutes in traffic, and I've gone nowhere. I've gone back to where I need to be. So then I've got to scramble because, as you know, Danny, I'm a very methodical preparer for the show. I have a certain cadence that I follow to get ready for a radio show.
And a creature of habit.
Exactly. I'm a creature of habit. That's what I was looking for. So completely just waylaid my entire schedule. And these are first world problems to have. So I'm scrambling. I'm like, all right, who the F cares? I'll just put this out there. I don't give a crap. You know, whatever. I got a few opinions. I was stopped at one point near Anaheim Stadium, the Big A. I could look into the Big A. The entire freeway was stopped. There was a traffic break because of an accident on the connector road. So this actually worked out to be a good thing because I was able to, on my iPhone, surfing around, getting some stories, and I was trying to like, well, what do I think about that? Is that good enough for the show? And then so that actually helped me out. The traffic helped me out on that, as weird as that is.
So you were getting a Maller show riddle while you were stopped in traffic.
Yes, yes, exactly. That's exactly what was happening, Danny. So finally, I got home. As I said, I threw some stuff together. Bella hung out with me right next to me and then got pissed when I left. I was only home for like a couple hours and I had to get back on the road. So then I spent another hour in the car to get to the studio. And then the cherry on top of the sundae, nothing happened. Nothing went down. No equipment broke. There was no Wi-Fi issue. Everything was fine. I could have stayed at the home studio and done the work, and nobody would have known any different.
Gotta get that break here now.
I was so upset that I kept hitting the computer. I told Eddie, this thing's gonna go down. This computer's gonna go down. And it never went down. So that was my nightmare. But wait, there's more. So now at this point, I'm out 3 hours and 50 minutes, I believe. So then I do the show and I've got to run back because I do the podcast from the home studio. I can't even do it at the studios we work out of to do the radio show. I don't know how the equipment's antiquated and all that. So I don't know how to do it. There's nobody there. So I got to come home. So now, and I got to, not that I'm upset to work with you, Danny, but another hour. So now I'm out almost 5 hours, if my math is correct on that. I think my math is right. About 5 hours. And you know, just driving around. Just 5 hours. 5 hours I spent driving around. It's insane.
Well, at least you have air conditioning and you weren't slaving away in the hot sun.
That is true. Yeah, there are people that actually do real work, hard labor, that is much harder. But you know, I'm used to my usual routine, and
yeah.
So that was that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Opening day, if you will, Danny. Now, I'm not talking baseball opening day. I'm not even talking football. We talked about football. But this is a whole different frontier here.
Oh, it very much was like an MLB opening day. You could feel the excitement in the air. The kids were back on campus. The dress codes were being enforced once again.
Oh.
And I was on campus very early to help open up. So this past Tuesday, we open up the campus. All the kids come trampling back on. 1,200 middle schoolers, Ben.
Oh, my, this is like a nightmare.
All right. Now, mind you, a lot of these are sixth graders who have never had a locker. They've never had multiple classes. They've never had to deal with running to a class with two bells going off. They've just not had this experience. So as you can imagine, there were lots of bug-eyed kids walking around at 7:30 a.m. trying to figure out what class was what and where they were supposed to go, mapping out the rest of the day. I had several kids walk up to me asking me to please show them how to work the master lock. And as you know, Ben, it's right. You go right to clear it, then land on your first number. Then you go left past it to the second number. And then you go right to the third number and pull it down. And when it's really, the pressure is really on you when you got to get to class because the bell's about to ring.
I just want to clarify for the kids that probably are not listening to this podcast that I, as a middle-aged adult, still have trouble with the the lock. I much prefer the key lock. I cannot stand those with the code. I hate them.
And they seem like cheaper locks, too. These things feel like they're going to fall apart in your hand. But this is what the school district hands out to the kids for their locker for their books and then for their PE locker inside the locker rooms where they change. So they have two of these to figure out. These sixth graders, Ben, they looked like they were completely lost. One of them came up to me and he's like, "Can you please show me how to do the lock again?" So I showed it to him, had him do it in front of me. He got it. But then he looks up at me and he says, "I have to do this every day?" Yes, homie. Yeah. Welcome. Shit only goes downhill from here.
God bless him, man. Wait till you have to do taxes and all the other adult bullshit the rest of us have to do. Yes.
Yeah. So these kids are lugging around books from their first classes, trying to shove them in these lockers. It was fun to watch. Of course, the seventh and eighth graders were peacocking around the campus because they've been there before. They've been in the end zone. It was a great first day. And I'll tell you what, Ben, the sixth graders overall seem a lot more calm because last year's collection of sixth graders, holy crap, they were just coming off of COVID. So they were wild.
They had the nunchucks and the Astro Blasters ready to go.
Yeah, you know, they hadn't been social for a while. They had been at home. And then all of a sudden, like wild animals, they were released back into the wilderness. That's what it was like last school year. The sixth graders this year will be a little more calm.
Well, usually, and you could speak better to me, but as I remember when I was in school, it's usually you start out, you're pretty good. And then at some point, certain students commandeer the school. You know, they overtake it and they try to topple the whole operation.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Good start. Well, that's good. So it was a busy beginning to the week on the radio show. I mentioned the car troubles and back in business and all that. And it's really cool that if you were listening, you heard this, if you listened to the live show, but a couple of card carrying legends in the Maller militia in studio visits Sunday into Monday, the great Jay Scoop paid us a visit, very talented musician, friend of the show. And he's actually documented. He's met more listeners from coast to coast than I have. He was the ringleader of that very famous Maller meet and greet that we did with all the big stars, all the pizzazz, the wow factor in Seattle just before the world shut down late in 2019. It was late December. If I remember correctly, it was between Christmas and New Year's at the Maller meet and greet. And that was a special night. We had a lot of legends, Danny. We had JJ from Renton, who doesn't call the show anymore. Robbie, the Mariner fan. Ed and Christina from Spokane. Nostradinus was there. There were so many others that I'm forgetting right now. Bad job by me. Some of our joke writers showed up there. And so it was great. I had not seen Jay Scoop since then. And he stopped by and shot the bull pucky with us. We hung out and chatted the night away and had him on for a couple segments. He took some phone calls. And I actually ended up giving him a lift back to his hotel room. He was staying down the street at that Marriott. You know that hotel down the street?
Yeah, I stayed there one time when I got locked out of my apartment.
Oh, I stayed there one time, too. I stayed there when there was Carmageddon.
When
was Carmageddon? How long ago was that? That's a long time
ago. It was a few years ago.
Yeah, so Carmageddon, they shut down the 405 freeway. They had to put an overpass or something like that. And our studios are right at the base of the 405 and the 101 in L.A. And so I was doing a bunch of weekend shifts. So like, we'll get you a hotel room. You can't go home. You won't be able to get back. And it turned out there wasn't hardly any traffic. People were fine. But anyway, so Jay Scoop, I gave him a ride back to the hotel. He actually brought a massive box of goodies.
Yeah, I passed him in the hallway. I got to meet him really quick
because
I was leaving my shift as you were starting yours. And he's carrying this huge box of these huge cookies.
Yeah, I said, what's in the box? And Danny, you saw the box. I don't want to exaggerate and embellish the size of the box. It was about the size of the state of Wisconsin. And it was about the, and it was all kinds of flavors. You know, Cookie Monster would have been in heaven with this box of cookies. Okay. I mean, he really did it great. He went above and beyond the call. And he had the traditional chocolate chip, the snickerdoodle, the peanut butter. There were some more exotic flavors. There was like a banana flavor.
You're the cookie man, though. Were these as good as your batches of cookies?
Well, they're good. They were better than like processed because they were made from a local bakery.
Okay.
Looked like that. So they had the label and whatnot. But no, I mean, I love making the cookies. And I actually made some chocolate chip cookies this week, actually. Made a few chocolate chip cookies and all that. But yeah, so I mean, he brought the cookies and Eddie, the hoarder, ended up grabbing most of the snickerdoodle. It's a bad job by him. But I was able to squirrel away. I had a bag. I think it was Doug Gottlieb's bag that he left in the studio. Mm-hmm. So I grabbed the bag and I put a hodgepodge of cookies in there. So then that was on Sunday night. And then Monday into Tuesday, our old pal Chris in Houston, he paid a visit.
I heard about this.
Yeah. We've had many great sparring matches over the years. Chris sold out. He took the dreaded day shift, so he no longer works overnights, but he's a podcast listener. And diehard Rockets, Texans, and cheating Astros fan.
Am I on the live air?
Well, that's, of course, a great homage to Helmut Mann. But he was in L.A. to take his kids to Disneyland and VIP package and all that. And I got to tell you, Danny, he was pretty smooth. I mean, you can tell he's done some podcasting stuff.
But was he good enough to impress Blind Scott?
No, of course not. No. Blind Scott, no.
Blind Scott, if you didn't know, called Ben on the air and said that all the callers that have been coming in to meet you in studio are trash. And if he came in, he'd be so good, management would fire you and give the overnight shift to him.
Yes. Yes. The cream rises to the top. And Dylan as his sidekick. That would be wonderful. Arf, arf, arf.
The press release on that alone would rock the sports world.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Blind
Scott. That'd be the first dog on the air, right?
Well, no, we have a whole lineup. We have a kennel is what we have. What are you talking about? Jeez. It's a madhouse around there. We need a flea bath is what we need. Anyway, we made sure me and Roberto, we patted him down. We checked him for the buzzers. We didn't see any buzzers. No Astros contraband. If he is wearing Astros merchandise, we were not going to allow him in the studio.
Was he eyeing the trash can in the main studio?
Well, he felt at home. He saw the trash can. He's like, oh, that's my happy place. That's my happy place. But it was cool to see him busting his chops and all that. And good job by Roberto. He wore the asterisk shirt. So remember, I don't know if you remember, Eddie bought us all shirts that has, it looks like the Astros logo, but it says asterisk on it.
That's right. That's a nice touch by Roberto.
Yeah, so... Hey, I'm excited. The COVID rules have been rolled back, and so we can hang out with fans of the show again that happen to pass through Los Angeles. And so if you're interested in that, it's got to be somebody we know, I would think, right, Danny? We can't just let anyone in.
Got a murder.
But if we were aware of you, if you've contributed content to the show and you happen to be around and the schedule works out, as long as you don't outshine us, that would be bad. But we'd love to meet you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
We got to get out on this, Danny. We have back scratcher, and I want to give you, Danny, a gold star.
Who?
You know why? Because you explained paint by numbers, how to write a review. And we had, let me see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We had a record 5 reviews.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
And it's all because of you, Danny. Congratulations. I mean, seriously, you need to do that every week when we get done here. You have to explain because whatever you said, as bleary-eyed as you were, whatever you said, you're a teacher. You taught the people how to do it. So good job.
On a roll, Brett Musburger and now 5-star, 5 reviews.
Oh, my God. Musburger was amazing.
Dude, to hear to hear his voice and your voice together, Ben, if we don't send that into the Marconi folks, I don't know what we're doing with our lives.
And I love Musburger because Brent, I was trying to talk about his career and make it all about him. But Brent, he wanted to talk baseball. He wanted to talk about, you know, football. And he didn't want to talk about himself, which was kind of cool because we know guys, I'm not going to name names, Pat O'Brien, who love to talk about themselves. But Brent, I got the sense now he did talk about himself, but I tried to make it all about him. And he was like, nah, he wanted to talk about watching a Yankee game or college football schedule. But he did tell the story, and I won't give it away. But the story he told, I asked him about how he got some of his catchphrases. The one, "You're looking live," which is his most famous catchphrase. I don't know that I'm sure he's told that over the years. I'd never heard the story that he told.
I don't know if that's an exclusive on the Fifth Hour, but you're right. I had never heard that story before.
It was pretty neat. Anyway, as far as the back scratcher, Danny, these are actual reviews by actual listeners. Thanks to you, Danny. And the fact that you let people know how they could actually get to the podcast page where they needed to click to review it. So this guy, Twizzle T, I don't know that he's posted like three different reviews over the last couple of months. So does he delete his account and then start over? I'm not sure how that works, but he wrote in, he says, "I love it. The Fifth Hour, this show every week keeps me entertained. Keep it up, fellas." Twizzle T says, "You are the best," which actually means you're only as good as everyone else. That's right. So you're slightly better than that, which means you're better than average. Either way, Twizzle T says, "I love the show and I use a sleep mask with Bluetooth so I can listen to the rainforest." That's a good idea. And we talked about that.
Yeah, that was a topic last weekend.
Listener Cal writes in, says, "Great, easy listening, always great. And helps me get through my morning weekend chores." Is that the old honey-do list? Right? Honey-dos? It says, "Chores with a smile sometimes makes me realize that my life is so simple." That's it. There you go.
I like it, man. No, we talked about how the podcast helps us drive in L.A. traffic.
Yeah. No. I will give the podcast credit here, Danny, that because we do the Saturday podcast, I pay more attention to the things I do. I don't know if you've noticed that, but I'm like, well, I mean, sometimes you do stuff and you don't really pay attention. You're not in the moment. But I have noticed, like, even just little things.
You're like a pitching coach. You take that little notepad out of your back pocket.
Yeah. It's like we've had comedians on the podcast, and I've known, we had Sarge, who I used to work with at Fox back in the day, and certainly we don't do comedy here, but just that mindset where you have to be paying attention. You have to make mental notes that you're remembering certain things. It certainly does help when we get to the podcast. I don't have to scramble. I'm like, well, let me see what I did on Monday and Tuesday and all that stuff. And it helps you out. Craig from South Dakota writes in. He says, I was finally able to follow the directions to the review link. I enjoy Ben and Danny G talking about life. See, there you go, Danny, right there. This guy likes our lives. Who knew we had such interesting lives?
We live in an interesting city and we have interesting jobs.
Yeah, that is correct. We don't have your normal run-of-the-mill job. It's an unusual lifestyle that we live, working in radio and broadcasting. When are they going to cancel the word radio, Danny? Is that going to be next year or the year after? And then we can't say radio anymore.
You work on different audio platforms, Ben. Audio.
Audio, as in audios.
Exactly.
Craig says, "Keep up the variety of guests on Friday. Joey Chestnut, the competitive eater, was great." Well, thank you, Craig. And let us know what you guys thought of Brent Musburger on the reviews. And that would be cool. Yeah. I geeked out, Danny. I was like a little kid. I was. I was like, I flashed back. We had talked about this in a previous episode of the show. There's certain play-by-play announcers, when you hear their voice,
yep,
you flash back.
That's why I was so hyped when he was calling the Raider games for a couple of seasons. Because as a kid, I would see him on TV, and he was one of the guys, Ben, where I was like, that would be so cool to do that job.
Oh,
just like Vin Scully and just like Bill King, I would see him doing games and I wanted to do that.
Yeah, 100%. And just having him being willing to do it was great. And he took time out. He was with his family in Montana. You know, he's on a big ranch in Montana, and here he is talking to us on the podcast. So it was very kind of him. And I appreciate it. Unlike some other people we've tried to get, Danny, who have been totally rude, Brian Billick, Brent Musburger, he gets an A in my book. So it was great to have him on. Cosmo Mark, last one. Actually, we got two more. Cosmo Mark says, Saturday's best when you get done listening. He says to Eddie Garcia's three-hour hockey podcast. He does a three-hour hockey podcast. Is that right, Danny?
I didn't know it was 3 hours.
Holy crap.
Is there that much hockey to talk about?
In August? You must be making that up, right?
He's got to be sarcastic with that, I would hope.
Yeah.
I don't even listen to three-hour podcasts about the NFL.
No. No, you can't. Like, I think I've only listened to one podcast that was that long, and it was when Joe Rogan, and I don't always listen to Rogan. Somebody sent me this link and said, you got to hear this. This is crazy. He had, what was the guy's name from InfoWars who got sued and has to pay a bunch of money out? Alex Jones, I think is the guy's name. So it was a Joe Rogan and Alex Jones. And somebody, one of my buddies in radio is like, you got to hear this. This guy's next level. So I listened, and I did listen to the whole thing. I could not believe what I was hearing. It was fascinating. I was like, this is unbelievable. But that's about it. My attention span is not that great. But anyway, this guy says he listens to Eddie's podcast. Then he unwinds with, he says, Ben and Danny G rambling on the greatest podcast about nothing. Love the Saturday show, gentlemen. I look forward to it every week. Well, that's good to hear. And the last one, we'll get out on this, Danny. Buzz in Vegas says the fifth hour. I love the fifth hour. I used to listen to the Maller show live when I worked overnights. It's great to be able to listen to the show again via the podcast. By the way, Buzz says, I was listening to Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, the podcast recently, when they interrupted their flow and said, who was that who walked by? Was that Ben Maller? They sounded like teenagers who had just seen their favorite rock star. Buzz says, LeVar Arrington was clearly intimidated by the size and the fierce demeanor of Maller. And Pro Bowl linebackers are not easily intimidated. And Buzz says, just how big are you? Or were you trying to terrorize your colleague? No. No, but I it's one of the great things about being a student. I love Jonas. I've known Jonas for a long time. He's worked all his way up. I love guys that work their way up in radio. That's what I did. And Jonas has paid his dues, and he's got a great morning show. And so I love seeing Jonas. I've seen him work as a producer and an update guy and get a weekend show. And now he's got a show during the week.
Except for that time he caught you cheating. You didn't like him.
Well, he lied about that. He's Pinocchio on that. But other than that, I like him. So I always root for, we're both radio guys, Danny. We came up in the business. So I think we agree on that. We've talked about it in the past. The guys that go through and have to deal with the bullshit that you have to deal with when you're not a entertainer or you're not on television or you're not in the normal avenues that people take.
The blue collar radio hosts.
Yeah. That just appreciate the art of audio content or whatever you want to say. So, hey, but LeVar's been great. And LeVar actually kind of lives in the area where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
So he hangs out at restaurants I used to go to when I lived in that area. And plus, I remember LeVar was a bad mofo when he played in the NFL, Danny. I mean, this guy was tremendous.
Yeah.
And really even better in college football at Penn State. But LeVar living up to the hype. Some of these guys get drafted high and they do not exactly get her done in the NFL, but LeVar Arrington did. And he had a good career, made a good amount of money, and now he's doing well at the radio business. So, but no, I mean, I don't know how I'm a few inches taller than LeVar. LeVar's like, I think he's 6'3". I'm like 6'6", but I usually lean over, so I'm shorter than that. And obviously weigh a lot more than LeVar, even though I've lost a lot of weight. I don't know how much LeVar weighs. But anyway, this is nice to see him.
Yeah, when you actually stand up straight, you look like you're 6'7".
Yeah, I usually want to be closer to everyone, so I have a hunchback. I'll be like Quasimodo at some point when I get done with all this. All right, we got to get out on that. Danny, again, explain how people can add to the podcast page on the Apple Podcast platform, because management does check that out.
So in the description of this very podcast, click on that link. The Apple page comes up and you page down and you'll see the big 4.9, which is our overall rating, very close to a 5. Thank you for all those nice reviews. And it says write a review. There you go.
Very simple. You got to create a name, right? An account.
Mm-hmm. Just create a name and you get to write a review.
All right. And what is your schedule like here on a Saturday, Danny? What do you have coming up here in the Fox Sports Radio studios? You working today?
Yeah. Speaking of that bumper-to-bumper LA traffic, I'm going to be in it on my way into Hartman and Schwartz. And then after that, Brian Noe with Ephraim Salam.
Outstanding. All right. Listen, have a great rest of your day today. We got the mailbag, a spicy hot mailbag on Sunday. Have a great rest of your weekend until we talk to you next time, and we will see you next time.
Later, skater.
Bye, Felicia.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.